Page 13.
Chapter 3, United Nations Human Rights Instruments and How They Work. In 1966, the Universal Declaration on Human Rights was followed by the two international covenants forming the International Bill of Human Rights. These were the first treaties to put a duty on member states to implement them after they'd signed and ratified them. The International Bill of Human Rights consists of Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 1948, International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, 1966, International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, 1966, Optional Protocol to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Second Optional Protocol to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, aiming at the abolition of the death penalty, and for a full list of the human rights treaties, see Appendix 1. Legal status. The legal status of these instruments varies. Covenants, statutes, protocols, and conventions, as above and in Appendix 1, are legally binding after the state has ratified or acceded to them.
Page 14.
These instruments are not laws in themselves. They only become law when the state turns them into its own law. Declarations, principles, guidelines, standard rules and recommendations have no binding legal effect but have a moral force and provide practical guidance to states in their conduct. All the legally binding human rights instruments cover disabled people. Even if not actually named, disabled people are implicit in the catch-all of "and others" at the end of the list of groups who face discrimination and so should have the protection of that treaty. The Convention on the Rights of the Child does mention disabled children specifically, but focuses mainly on health. The process of human rights treaties. 1. The UN agrees to formulate one. 2. The UN works with states to write it. 3. The final document is agreed by the UN General Assembly. 4. Each member state decides for itself to sign the treaty. 5. Then each state goes through an internal process, checking on what it would have to do, then gets its parliament to agree to ratify. This can take years. 6. After ratification, the state implements the treaty by ensuring laws, policies and practices follow the treaty, and by providing full reports to the UN monitoring body. Now, reservations. Sometimes member states ratify a treaty but reserve or make an interpretive declaration on one or several of the articles. This means that they will not implement those articles or only implement in line with their interpretive declaration. It's important to note that if a member state does reserve, then they cannot report on any progress that they might be making on that article.
Page 15.
Optional protocols. Optional protocols allow individuals to take their own case to the UN regarding the specific concern of the protocol once they've exhausted all other legal opportunities in their own member state. Optional protocols, as human rights treaties, have to be signed up to and ratified in the same way as the relevant convention. Now, monitoring. Each human rights treaty has its own monitoring committee or commission. This is made up of independent experts, selected as outlined in the particular treaty. They meet two or three times annually and review the reports sent in by member states, which they send in every 4 or 5 years. The committee then reports to the member state, pointing out what they've done well and where they may not be implementing the particular treaty. There are no punishments for violating a treaty, but the naming and shaming within these committee reports, which are available to the public, has an effect. Any non-governmental organisation or NGO or international NGO, there's an INGO, can send in an alternative report based on their particular expertise and experience. These alternative reports can, if asked by the committee, be given orally as well as in writing. The Office on the High Commission for Human Rights, the OHCHR, provides the secretariat for these monitoring committees and they mostly operate out of Geneva. See Appendix 2 for further details of UN structures regarding human rights.